We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
All right, thanks to Casey Kelly for stopping by Padres Social Hour. Really great to catch up with him. And equally excited to welcome to the couch Roberto Clemente Jr., son of the late Hall of Famer. And during the break, Roberto and Casey were talking, and Casey's dad, a coach, coached you. Is that right?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes. Actually, Pat Kelly was my manager in Charleston, South Carolina, 1986, a couple of years ago.
So are you in PR
all the time now? No.
Or are you in Miami?
I am in Houston, Texas now.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm in Houston. I've been in Houston for 3 years now. And even though it's kind of humid, I like it.
We said PR.
Yes.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Not public relations. Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Yes.
I played in Puerto Rico for quite a few years.
And by the way, people still talk about him. They love him in Puerto
Rico. So this is absolutely true. Kurt Bavacqua is a thing in Puerto Rico. He's
big
not
time.
Full of it?
No, big time. He's
really?
He's a big deal in Puerto Rico, no
big
doubt.
Big deal. Big, big deal.
I think we need to go down there with him, Bert.
We need to do a segment of Kurt in Puerto Rico. That'd be amazing.
That would be unbelievable. Yes. Hey, so, Roberto, you're here. You were here last night. You presented Andrew Cashner with the Roberto Clemente Padres Award. What else are you doing here for baseball?
Well, I tell you what. I mean, being here, for me, number one, it's my favorite city in this country. I mean, San Diego, for me, is actually where to be. And when I retire, I want to end up here, number one. Number two, out of the three organizations that I played for, San Diego, for me, is the best. I mean, it's the best organization. Being a broadcaster for the Yankees for so many years and ESPN, going to every ballpark and dealing with different organizations, San Diego has always been a class act, and it's always been my favorite. So yesterday, for example, I mean, Feeding America is an unbelievable organization, and it was unbelievable to understand that organization, what it does, for me, it was an awakening, understanding the problems that one in every five kids don't know where food is coming from for them, and what they do, it's feeding all these families. It's something unbelievable. It's been really good to understand.
Yeah, so you went out with the Padres volunteer team yesterday.
Correct.
And did some volunteer work at Feeding America, I think sorting food and helping feed people that don't know where their next meal is going to come from.
Correct.
So, yeah, no, that's some great stuff. You know, and I think obviously probably that comes from your dad. I mean, this guy was one of the first athletes to just truly give back on that global level. You know, you were 7 years old when he passed away. Going to give aid. Did you understand at that point of life what this meant, or did you have to learn later his work ethic and giving back to the community and what that meant to the world?
It took me a while to understand. You know, for me, he was just dad, right? When the accident happened, I guess I was 7 years old. When I was nine, I started traveling on my own because mom couldn't leave us. So I actually took the role and was able to travel go and speak. And, you know, from Congress to banquets to luncheons and dinners and receiving all these accolades that were meant for dad and for mom. And being able to gather all these stories from people and how emotional they would get, the impact that he had in so many people was overwhelming, for sure. And I started understanding, I mean, what he meant to all these people. So it was pretty cool.
I never got an opportunity to play against him, but I got to see him on television in the World Series. And I bought a condo at the Hit of Soul in East La Verde.
Yes.
And I used to stand on my balcony and I used to just look out. And the only person that came to my mind was your dad. And you know why.
Yes.
So how hard was it hard coming up with that name? Or is it easier now it's much easier now having that name than it was when you played, right?
It's easier now because now I understand exactly what it means. Playing, I actually put a lot of pressure on myself because a lot of the media, I mean, it was pretty tough. I remember the first day after signing with the Philadelphia Phillies, and the first day in spring training, it was a circus. It was crazy. I said, what's going on here, you know? It was insane. I'm like, all the guys are looking at me like, you know, really? I said, I didn't ask for this, you know? But it's easier now because I understand that I can really leverage the name to open doors for organizations and being able to help a lot of the organizations and do the right thing, no doubt.
We're speaking to Roberto Clemente Jr. Talk about some of the work you are doing now, obviously, with your father's legacy and what you're doing, whether it's in the baseball world or just as a humanitarian.
Well, right now, my space, really, it may sound kind of weird, but I deal with brain technology.
Wow.
In the brain space, brain health, human performance. That's where I'm at. I was treated at a brain center 2.5 years ago in Dallas, and it changed my whole life. Little did I know, I grew up impaired because of concussions, and I had suffered at least 15 concussions before high school.
Wow.
And there were certain things that I could not do. I mean, in school, I could not do homework. I could not do any paperwork. I couldn't do certain things. And I always wondered why. I knew the answers to the questions. I knew the subject, but I could not be organized. I could not do paperwork. I could not do a lot of things. It's because of the concussions. And by the way, I spend more time without breathing during the day because the part of the brain that sends the signal for me to breathe does not work because of my head injuries. The 15 concussions were not sports related. I suffered more after I became a player later on. But I was just a kid, just doing kids' things.
Climbing fences, falling out of trees.
I was a big fan of Spider-Man, for example. So I wanted to be Spider-Man and Tarzan. So I'd be swinging around, and I would be hitting walls and all kinds of stuff. But we now know how delicate the brain is, and even – and for it creating the awareness for parents to understand that even when you have kids in a room with pillows, pillow fights, you can get concussed, period. It's very simple. And I got most of my concussions because my cousins and I were trying to take our heads off with our pillows. Simple as that.
But really?
Yes. Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Yes.
And especially now, all that we know about brain injuries, and especially as kids, because the developing brain,
correct,
any trauma can really affect personality and, like you talked about, learning disabilities and things like that. So this is incredibly important work that you're working
on
here.
Yes, I'm very excited because now we have a tool that you can play a game and you can establish your brain performance profile and be able to monitor your brain performance capacity. And we actually named it the RC21X, Roberto Clemente 21X, as an extension of Dad's legacy to help people. And very excited. I'm very, very honored and very proud that this tool is right now the only one that's out there that can do this.
Wow, really interesting stuff. If people want to learn more, where can they find out about this?
They can go to RC21X.com and actually go and take a look at it. And I think that even here in San Diego, there is an organization called Live Well San Diego, who I will be speaking to tomorrow, that 3.2 million people here in San Diego County actually are looking at it to be able to grab the RC21X and use it for brain health.
When you were growing up in Puerto Rico, where were you? What town?
Rio Piedras. I was right.
So right there.
Right there, yes.
So when you were growing up, when you were a little boy, because your dad died when you were 7.
Right.
Right before that, was he still playing winter ball?
Yes.
See, that's the difference between then and now.
Winter ball was so
Roberto
important.
Roberto Clemente was still playing winter ball a year or two before we all really knew who he was, because he really broke out, I think, in the 71 World Series. That's when everybody saw who Roberto Clemente was.
Towards the end of his career, basically.
Yes, exactly right. Incredible. And it was so great that that happened.
And incredible.
And people got to see
him. Well, they got to be able to see seven games on TV where he was hitting in Pittsburgh. And it's funny because, you know, he signed with the, you know, Brooklyn Dodgers. He was a Dodger at first. And people say, I wish he stayed. I was with George Lopez last week in Pittsburgh, right? And George is a big Dodger fan. And I said, George, you know that was a Dodger. He said, what? I said, he was a Dodger. No way. I said, I'm telling you, he was a Dodger. He almost cried, right? So I said, you know, it's amazing that if Dad would have played either in L.A. or New York his whole career, it would have been a completely different story. But 71 World Series, Kurt, you're absolutely right. That actually people saw for the first time what he did day in and day out.
See, none of the Dodgers will tell you that they got rid of Roberto.
Why would they want to promote that?
or Pedro Martinez.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
They don't let anybody know that's
right.
But incredible, you know, he finished exactly with 3,000 hits, that milestone number, and obviously a tremendous Hall of Fame career. So what a legacy to live on and that you're doing now as you travel to baseball and do things like this. So really appreciate you stopping by, sharing your stories with us. Great to catch up with you.
Thanks for having me. And by the way, you know, social hour, I'm telling the girls, listen, you know, where's the pina colada?
We might be able to set that up. Veronica, you can take care of that, right? All right, we'll get you set up with that. Thanks
so
much.
That's a great idea.
You got Puerto Rico on the mind.
Puerto
you're
Rico,
ready.
You know,
you're ready to get your pina
colada.
I'm
ready for a little Puerto Rico.
Really good. Thanks so much for joining
Pleasure.
Us today, Roberto.
Thanks, Mike.
At Evans Tire and Service Center, buy two, select two tires, and get two free. With quality name brand tires in 16 convenient locations, why shop anywhere else? Visit evanstire.com, home of the buy two, get two. Thanks so much to Roberto Clemente Jr. for joining us. More Padre Social Hour right after this.